China's Long March 5B carrier rocket has been launched for the first time, lifting off from the Wenchang Satellite Launch Center in Hainan Province on Tuesday. 8 minutes later, an experimental spacecraft and a test version of a cargo capsule separated from the rocket and entered a planned orbit. The craft and the capsule are designed for manned flight, but there was no crew for this test. The successful flight inaugurates the third step of China's manned space program, which is to construct a space station. The Chinese ambassador to the U.S. has said that the place where the virus was first reported may not be its place of origin. Zui Tiankai made the remarks immediately after a U.S. mayor claimed that he'd contracted the novel coronavirus back in November, a month before the first infection was reported in Wuhan. The Chinese diplomat also dismissed claims that the deadly virus may have originated from a lab in Wuhan, or in other words, that it was man-made. The World Health Organization says a report that COVID-19 emerged in France in December is not surprising. Spokesman Christian Lindmeier is urging countries to investigate any other early suspicious cases.
So this gives us a whole new picture on everything. And yes, of course, it would be great if all countries who have unspecified cases of pneumonia in the recent months and even in December and even in November would check them against COVID-19.
A French hospital retested old samples from pneumonia patients and discovered that it had treated a man with COVID-19 as early as December 27th, nearly a month before the French government confirmed its first cases. Britain's overtaken Italy to report the highest number of coronavirus-related deaths in Europe. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the total is over 29,400. Italy's latest number is more than 29,300.
We know that 194,990 people have tested positive, and that's an increase of 4,406 cases since yesterday. And of those who have tested positive, 29,427 have very sadly died. And our hearts go out to everyone who has lost a loved one throughout the coronavirus challenge.
While different ways of counting make it hard to compare countries, the latest figures confirm that Britain is among the countries hardest hit by the pandemic. New York will work with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to reimagine the state's education system in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo says they need to have a better and smarter education system when the state's schools reopen.
Let's take this experience and really learn how we can do differently and better with our education system in terms of technology and virtual education, et cetera. And that's something we're actively working on through this process. So it's not about just reopening schools. When we are reopening schools, let's open a better school.
Meantime, Cuomo slammed comments by U.S. President Donald Trump, dismissing the idea of giving federal funds to states crippled by the coronavirus crisis. Trump reportedly said it would amount to bailing out Democratic governors who had mismanaged their states. Cuomo's estimated New York is facing a budget shortfall of between 10 and 15 billion U.S. dollars. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the federal government will provide more than $250 million to Canadian farmers and businesses that are under pressure due to the coronavirus pandemic.
This is money that they can use to purchase personal protective equipment for workers, adapt to health protocols, and support other social distancing measures. It will also help expand or adapt our processing capacity to increase the amount of Canadian products we make domestically.
Last month, the Canadian Federation of Agriculture asked for $2.6 billion in aid to help the industry. Trudeau says the package was an initial amount of support, adding that the government will continue to work with farmers and other stakeholders as the global health crisis continues to unfold.